Thoughts of an Unethical Therapist. Well, you know, no one knows my clients as well as I do. I just hurt for them. All they've been through in life, sometimes I see how they react to just simple empathy. Remember how we learned about those Rogers process variables and that kindness? Well, I figure that even more of kindness and empathy can't hurt. They don't have anyone in their life. Clients tell me that all the time. And it feels good to know that I might be the first one who's ever really listened to their story. They rely on me. They depend on me. And they even tell me that I'm the first person, sometimes in 30, 40, 50 or more years, who's actually given them the time of day. I'd rather spend more time with compliant clients. It's so good to feel inside that they're doing their homework. They come to their sessions on time. I mean, what's wrong with keeping them a little bit longer? 15 to 20 extra minutes just shooting the breeze with them about their family, their life, our kids, our home life, our holidays, and what we do in our spare time. I mean, they'll just think of me as more personal, as more of a friend, as more real and down to earth. So, I mean, really, what can that hurt? I mean, don't clients need someone who's real and personable anyway? I mean, who wouldn't want to spend more time with a compliant, good client who just needs someone in their life than some of those borderlines that are just draining, and those personality disorders, or the non-compliant clients who don't even try to do their homework or miss half their appointments? Yeah, one of my clients or colleagues the other day even thought that I was a little too close with my client. Can you believe it? They said, oh, you seem awfully friendly with that client. They just really don't know the story behind what that person's lived through. They don't know what they've gone through. They don't know what it's been like for them to have to grow up before their time and face issues when they were just a kid. They need that extra special caring and touch that I can give them. So my colleague doesn't understand. I mean, you know, their concern without knowing the whole case is kind of overboard. I mean, I really know and understand that client. Sometimes clients need a little more than just the therapeutic alliance. I mean, it's not like I'm having sex with them or anything. The extra handshake or pat on their shoulder, or even a kind embrace or a hug, can mean so much to that client. Some of these clients never got comfort. And you know, some of them have been abused. Maybe they just need to know the genuine intimacy and comfort of someone who cares. If I'm accessible, I can do a lot to make up for some of the wounds these people had. I mean, I know I might not be a crisis center or whatever, but you know, when these clients can reach me and I can give them some extra sessions when they're going through their stresses in life, then maybe I can undo some of the wounds they've had in life. Maybe then they'll know that they're loved, wanted, cared for, and valuable. I can make that difference in their life. Yeah, you know, what I want to do as a counselor, I always wanted to change people's lives. I always wanted to teach people skills, not do this boring stuff of these notes. I mean, I don't know any other therapist I mean, I've talked with colleagues. I've been doing this for years. I don't know any other therapist who likes doing their notes, paperwork, and filing, and these boring administrative kind of policies and agency stuff we'd have to do. I mean, this really isn't why I went into the field. I wanted to make a difference in people's lives, so no one would probably fault me if I cut corners a little bit or took a little extra time in writing those notes. It's, you know, those aren't the things that I'm going to remember years from now that, you know, I did great notes on this client, but spending quality time with that client, now that's something that could make a difference. Hearing their story, giving them extra therapy time, not this paperwork. You know, the affirmation from these clients really feels good. I can tell when I have a day where I've impacted people and I've accomplished something where they've really looked up to me and just personally admired me for my education and expertise, it really feels rewarding because, you know, sometime at these agencies we work at, you know, you're just another number. You're just someone to get productivity. But, you know, it's sometimes even more rewarding to hear from our clients about the thank yous that we get from them, the little notes that some of my clients give me about how things have changed over time, how they used to be one way, and, you know, just the difference knowing me and me being in their life has made. That really touches my heart. And then every now and then I'll even get a client who, besides the notes, will give a gift. They realize that I've done something in their life that changes. I don't even get that appreciation from other people at home, and I certainly don't get it from the agency, these big companies, these big mental health agencies. They're just trying to make a quick buck. They don't really care about people, but I sure do. And my clients are going to know that I've gone the extra mile, that I'm not just a therapist, but much more than a therapist, and that I have made an impact in their life. They'll remember me and the difference that our interaction has made.